We all have that friend who wakes up early to go get everyone McDonald's breakfast, but the rest of us sleep in. This is your sign to thank them. And if you're that friend, this is us saying thank you.
Just a friendly reminder that right now, get any size iced coffee before 11 a.m. for just 99 cents. And a satisfying sausage McMuffin with egg is just $2.79. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show with author and weight loss specialist, Josephine Fitzpatrick. Our focus is weight loss and losing it with healthy and clean living. Join us every week to hear answers to questions from our clients all over the world who text and email thousands of weight loss questions daily. Listen and learn how Josephine answers questions to help you lose weight, eat healthy, and feel great.
Hey everyone, welcome to Live to Live Healthy. I'm Josephine Fitzpatrick. I'm a weight loss nutrition specialist. I have clients all over the world to text and email me daily. We have the most amazing weight loss results, so I'm here to share all of my knowledge with all of you so you can look and feel your best every day too. So this week we're talking about the importance of staying on schedule, staying on plan when you have the holidays approaching. You know, first let's talk about before the holiday and how important that is, okay? Because we do not want to go into the holidays feeling overweight, feeling like we weren't doing the right things. You know, everything and every way we feel really determines on our outcome. It determines our results. And if we're not doing the right thing and we go into a holiday, odds are we're going to go into that holiday not doing the right thing. Because, you know, it's a snowball. If you're doing great, you're going to continue to do great. But if you're not doing great, you're going to continue to not do great. And that's what we want to avoid. So what I will tell you is, this next week before Thanksgiving, be 100%. Don't have the mindset like, oh, Thanksgiving's coming anyway, I'll start after. No, that is not the right way to go into this. You need to go into this being 100%. Have an amazing week before. Not only will you feel so much better going into Thanksgiving weekend, you'll enjoy it more. You'll really enjoy the food so much more. Now, another thing, do not go into Thanksgiving weekend thinking, oh, I don't really like that food anyway. Everyone says that. And 10 pounds later, you realize there are other things on that table that you like. Okay? So don't think that. Have a plan going in. So let's talk about going in with a plan. Because I will tell you, out of all the holidays, even winter break, Christmas week, Hanukkah week, whatever holiday we want to talk about, Thanksgiving, people gain the most weight. Most people will gain about 10 pounds Thanksgiving weekend. It's a long weekend, basically Wednesday to Sunday, but it's all about food and it's all about social. And that's really what we're cramming in those days. So I want you to really be mindful going into this. A great goal would be to weigh the following week after Thanksgiving and be the same exact weight that you went into Thanksgiving, okay? If you want to lose weight, you can. Here's your options. You're going to go into Thanksgiving and you're either going to be your amazing self and stay on your 6 days on, 1 day off, and you will lose weight and you'll have an amazing week and you'll feel great. You choose your cheat day. It could be Thanksgiving Day. It could be your regular Saturday or Sunday, whatever you want to do. You just make sure you weigh the morning of your cheat day, okay? That's if you're staying on plan and you plan to continue to lose weight each week. Now, if you want to maintain, you take two of those days and you only cheat dinners. So you may do Thanksgiving dinner and Friday, or Thanksgiving dinner and Saturday night, or Thanksgiving dinner and Sunday night, whichever ones you want to do, but it's two dinners only. So dinner, dessert, drinks. That's how you would do the dinners, okay? But the rest of the day is 100% on program. So when you go into this, Wednesday's on program, Thursday all day's on program until dinner, Friday's on program, Saturday all day's on program until dinner, dessert, drinks, you know, and that's how you go. And then Sunday's back on program. You weigh the morning of your first cheat. So if you plan on cheating Thanksgiving dinner, you weigh Thanksgiving morning, okay? That's how you want to go into this. Just remember, it's a long weekend. So really plan what you're doing. Now, if you decide, okay, it's too hard, I have too many things going on, I would still go into it planning two cheat dinners, but just be super mindful on the other challenging days that you have. Remember, you're in control of your results. What you do Thanksgiving weekend is what you're going to want. You know, there are many options. You can walk away from anything. You can sit down and have a clean meal at any day Thanksgiving weekend, any night, any day. You can choose to have a clean meal. That is up to you. Whether or not you decide to do it, again, is up to you. Your results are in your control always. There's not many things we have control over in this world, even though we think we do, we don't. But your choices, the way you think, that is always in your control. So what you want out of Thanksgiving weekend is what you're going to get. Just remember when you're going into it, what it is you want. Have a plan. Do not try and wing it. Don't think like, oh, I'm going to be fine. I don't really like that food. I don't have too much going on, because things pop up. So have a plan going in. Know which days you're cheating. Are you staying on that week and you're going to only cheat one day? Are you going to split your days and maintain that weekend? Are you going to have a little bit extra than that, but be prepared to gain that weekend? You know, these are all your choices that you have to decide going in. And when you decide and really are honest with yourself, because listen, you can't expect truth and honesty from everyone else around you, but you always have to expect it from yourself. So be honest with yourself. No one else is listening to your conversation. It's you and you. Be honest with yourself. Am I going to go into this losing, or am I just telling myself I'm going to do that? Am I going to stay on program, or am I just planning this and I don't plan on staying on program? These are your choices. What you come out of Thanksgiving is going to be your choice. Now, what I will tell you, that Monday morning after Thanksgiving, you will either be so happy you did the right thing. Okay. You'll look back and say, I did exactly what I planned, whether it was maintaining, whether it was losing that week, whatever you planned, you did it. You will be so happy getting dressed Monday morning. You will have either done that, or you went off the rails and you are so upset getting dressed. Everything feels beyond tight and bloated, and you know you didn't do the right thing, and you're going to feel it mentally and physically going into work on Monday or whatever you're doing Monday. So think about not only the weekend, but how do you want to feel Monday morning? Because I know so many of you have vacations coming up in December, and you have to be ready for it. This is all part of being ready for your December vacation or to enjoy your December holidays. Whatever it is you're doing, you want to be able to enjoy that time. We're all just about doing something, whether it's home or away, enjoying the holidays, enjoying your vacation, enjoying your family and friends, whatever it is, you want to be able to enjoy it. This Thanksgiving is part of it. I'm telling you, you can enjoy Thanksgiving and do the right thing. And if you do that, you will feel so much better Monday, and you will feel so good going into December after having an amazing weekend and knowing that your future next couple of weeks are going to be just as amazing. So when your vacation or your holidays are approaching, you are going to be ready to enjoy them. Okay? I hope this helps everyone. I hope you all have the most amazing weight loss week. If you do like this, please give it a thumbs up, subscribe, ring the bell, follow, share, whatever you want to do. I love being on this journey with you, and I love all the feedback and all the questions, and I will be answering them throughout. So please, you know, keep them coming, okay? I hope everyone has the best week. I love you guys.
Thanks for listening to Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. We hope you'll pass along our web address, innovationweightloss.com, to your friends and colleagues who are looking to lose weight by eating clean and living healthy. Be sure to check out our archive section on our website for previous podcasts. Join us next time for another edition of Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. The content in this podcast is not intended in any way as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding weight loss or any medical condition or treatment, and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have listened to on this podcast.
What if you could have a career where the opportunities are as vast as our nation, where it's not about mission statements, but a shared mission. At U.S. Customs and Border Protection, we go beyond to protect more than borders. From ship to shore, air to ground, cities to local communities, CBP agents and officers are keeping people safe. Join U.S. Customs and Border Protection and go beyond for something far greater than yourself. Learn more at cbp.gov/careers.